Years ago, it's been a while, but I used to have the gift of lucid dreaming. And it was an incredible experience. In the lucid dream, I'm aware, I'm very aware that the field of the dream, including myself localized in it, is a dream, that I'm actively dreaming. And I knew that I could make things happen in the dream through my own intentionality, my own choice. And I would choose to fly. It took a little bit of work, actually. I had to actually intend it and push myself as objectified in the dream to put my arms out and lift myself off the ground. And I would soar above the trees. And it was just a sublime, delightful experience. And this would happen a few times. I would get to where I would even look forward to possibly having another lucid dream and choosing to fly. So what might that tell us about God's localization of us and whether there's a delight, a joy, and a choice that is being made?
What it might tell us is this, that if we accept the possibility that what we experience at night as a dream, our own individual mind localizing itself within its own dream, is a fractal, is a of what takes place one step up. And if to continue that theme, we acknowledge that it's possible to lucid dream. It's possible for us to have a dream and to know that we are dreaming and to stand outside the dream, then that must also tell us that it's possible to, if this is a dream in the mind of the universal mind, infinite consciousness, then it must be possible for us to lucid dream, to lucid wake. That's what we're aiming at, lucid waking. To wake up in this dream of the waking state and to know that we are dreaming whilst the dream continues. You don't have to bring the dream to an end. When you're lucid dreaming, you don't bring the dream to an end. The dream carries on, but you know that you're not in the dream. You're seeing yourself from outside the dream. You know that you're dreaming. It means that it tells us that it's possible to do that in the waking state, to wake up out of this waking dream into and recognize ourselves as infinite consciousness while the dream goes on. That's what we're aiming for here, lucid waking. I had an experience, and I'll be very quick because it's time for supper, but just share it with you briefly. It was a couple of nights ago. So this is the first time. I have a couple of times had the experience of lucid dreaming, but I'd never had the experience I had two nights ago. I was sleeping and I was having a dream, and in the dream Kira and I were in our new home. We're moving home in the summer, going to live in the country, and we were entering into our home, and we were in our home, and I was dreaming. I had a dream. Sorry, back up. I had a dream, and in my dream I was dreaming that we were in our new home. So I was having a dream within a dream. And in the dream, within the dream, I started lucid dreaming. And I started realizing that I was having a dream. This was the dream within the dream. And the reason I realized that it was a dream, because a home that we had just moved into in the dream, within the dream, was not the way we wanted in. And Kira was very upset because I can't remember what it was, the color of the walls or the curtains or something like that. But I knew it was a dream. I knew it. So I said to myself in the dream, this is a dream. I said, don't worry, sweetie, this is a dream. We must be able to wake up. And in the dream, within the dream, I made myself wake up. So now I was just back in the ordinary dream. I was still having a dream, but I had woken up out of the dream within the dream. And then I thought to myself, wow, that was cool. I wonder if I can go if I can fall asleep again in my dream and go back to the house that we were in, that we were not in. So I closed my eyes in my dream. Sure enough, I fell asleep again and went back into our house. And then we were in the house again, looking at the curtains or the walls. But we didn't mind that they were not quite as way because we knew it was a dream. And then I woke up out of both dreams. And that was really cool. I'd never experienced anything like that before. Don't ask me to interpret that onto our consciousness anymore. Okay, we should. Sorry, go on.
If I may, hopefully it's quick. So are you saying that lucid dreams demonstrate to us the possibility of lucid waking?
Exactly, yeah.
Then that means, does that mean through lucid waking that in my experience leads directly to joy and delight, through that we are infinite mind making choices and choosing joy and delight?
I wouldn't go that far. I wouldn't say that the infinite mind chooses, because there's no room for anything finite in the infinite mind. A choice would be something finite. So our finite minds can have a finite choice, but there are no choices in the infinite. If the infinite wants to have a choice, it must first localize itself as a finite mind. A choice is something that appears in a finite mind. You can't have a finite object in an infinite space, because the finite object would displace a part of that infinite space, and the infinite space would then no longer be infinite. So the infinite doesn't have choices. It doesn't. There's no reason for manifestation. All reasons are something already in manifestation. So no, I wouldn't go that far.
So lucid dreaming really can show us lucid waking.
Lucid dreaming demonstrates to us the possibility of lucid waking in this waking state. We can wake up out of this waking dream into the true waking state, beyond it or above it or prior to it, and yet the waking state can still continue. We can still participate in it. That to me is the value. That's what the waking, a lucid dream shows us, that possibility.
Thank you.